one, and I do desire your prayers tonight. And I encourage everybody just to follow the Lord. I thought about Brother Jeff's message all day today. And if you're here tonight, and if you're lost and you thought about it all today, I want to encourage you, if you need to do something about it, you go ahead. Because I appreciated it so much. Before service last night, we was talking, and he said he felt scattered. Didn't know, so wouldn't settle in on nothing, you know. I believe it's because the Lord had something give him. I appreciate him for preaching what the Lord put on him. And it really done me good. And it brought something kind of like I was thinking about. And, you know, y'all got a mighty good pastor. And I know he loves y'all with all his heart. And he poured his heart out to you last night. And I just pray that it'll fall on good ground and just took root and something will happen of what he told y'all, because he's concerned about your end. And if you're here lost tonight, we're concerned about it. And before I get over in the message, I want to say something a little bit here about something else. You know, it's been commented, you know, the lost, it just don't seem like they've moved much, you know, like it used to. But we still hear people getting saved. And I'm so thankful that we do. Ain't y'all? And still people joining the church, you know. But you know, if time goes on, it may get tougher in this manner. It may get even worse. And as I thought about it, I was trying to prepare today. And this really ain't going to go with the message, I guess, but it has a little bit. And I got to thinking about over in the 6th chapter of Genesis. And it just bothered me, and as I thought about it, in verse number 3, and it says, "The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man." I'm thankful right now that he's still with us. And people still, that door of mercy is still open, and people still care about being saved. But here in Noah's time, it got so bad that man's thoughts was continually on evil. They weren't interested no more. And we know he went on and he told Noah that he figured to destroy it all. And you know what he done? He killed everything that breathed. But Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives and those animals that was brought on that ark. But everything else he destroyed. Because his spirit wasn't going to strive with them no more, because he knew their end. He knows our end today. Y'all know that?
Right,
every one of us. He knows it. And if you're here and you're lost tonight, and if you was under the hearing of Brother Jeff's message last night that the Lord give him, I hope one thing, if you're lost and know you're lost, I want you to understand, you need to believe it. The importance of believing God is what I'm going to try with the Lord's help tonight to preach on. If you do not believe it, you will never, I don't believe you'll ever seek him. Do you believe there's a God in heaven that allowed us to be here tonight? That set the sun up there, the moon up there, the stars, the trees, the wind we feel, everything. He made that. Do you believe it? If you believe that he done all these things, you must believe also that his word is true. From the beginning to the end. So I want you to understand something. The world will tell you many things. The world will tell the young people today, well, man just come out of the water. Or there was a big boom sometime through time. But I'm going to tell you what happened. The Lord spoke it.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something else. One of these days, he's going to speak it, and it's going to be over. I believe that. So I want you to think about believing for a little while tonight with the Lord's help. I just want us to think about how important it is that we believe. Do you believe what Brother Jeff talked about that place called hell last night? I believe it. When I was a little child and I heard the preacher preach, it had an effect on me and I believed it. I went home and it stuck with me and I believed if I knew I was going to come lost one day, and when I'm going to come lost, Jesus was my only hope, and if I didn't, I was going to go that awful place. And I believed it's that awful place, and I still believe it today, but I know I ain't a-going. But I believed it. In chapter 10 of Romans, in verse number 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What's going to be standing when this world is on fire? The Lord's word. It's going to stand no matter what. Everything else may change. His word is not going to change. It's settled in heaven. Settled. You need to understand and believe that today. Understand, as Brother Jeff told you last night, what you're in is and believe it. And I'm not going to try to re-preach his message. He done a wonderful job. And I appreciate it. But we need to understand, us that are saved, if we believe it, but we also need to take it all to heart and do whatever he would have us to do, no matter what. If it even cost our lives, we need to do it. It may take our lives. So we better all be close to the Lord. When we see things, how things in our country are right now, and I'm going to tell you, I ain't expecting them to get a whole lot better. But I'm going to believe God that he can take care of all things. But over in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with verse number 1, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We don't need to get weary in well-doing. The Bible tells us, in due time we shall reap. If what? If we faint not. Don't give up. Just keep on. Keep on working. Keep on laboring. Because these lost people, they need to be saved more than they need anything else. He says, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully. I'm going to stop right there today. And that's something our young people today have to deal with. That I didn't have to deal with when I was a little boy. Because I didn't know much. You know, I didn't hear nothing about accepting Christ till about we got a new football coach come in one time when I was about 15 years old. And he come across that one day when we was in the locker room, and I thought, what in the world's that? Because all I know about getting saved or born again. But this day and time, our young people, they think, well, all these other people go to church, all these other places, and you know, they don't have to come up here. All they got to do just repeat a prayer. The preacher telling me all right. And that's what they got to deal with. But us. And that's why the world don't really like us folks, you know. That tell them that ain't the way it is. And if you ain't got something in here, something heartfelt that you know about, I'm going to take better. You ain't got nothing. So he's saying here, handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, telling them the truth. Tell them what it takes to be saved. Tell about the one that died on the cross that could have eternal life and not wavering from it. Tell them the truth. They may not like it, but that's okay. But tell them the truth. But it says here in these next couple of verses, you listen up. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. I'm afraid today that the devil the prince of this world, he has blinded our little boys and girls. It seems like it's harder for the Word of God to penetrate them and break that little hard heart. It just don't seem like it has effect. Why? Because he gives them whatever they get their little mind on anything else. He's done been said this week, our young people today have to deal with more than what we did. The technology of today and the way life is, he's just different. But God's not different. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And these children need to understand, or if you're a man or woman here lost, the same way all the down through time, is the same way you're going to get saved. He never changes. But God, the prince of this world, has blinded them. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, how is it going to shine to them? You and me. That's how it's going to shine to them. Don't hide it. Don't cover it up with a bushel. Don't be afraid to tell the world what he's done for you. I'm going to tell you, a lot of times the old devil will say, don't you get up and talk. Don't you say nothing. Don't you do whatever. You just be quiet and you can go home and everything be good. But we ain't showing our light. And the lost can't see it. It's important that we let our light shine to a lost and a dying world, that a lost people might see it. That it might break through the blinders that the devil has got on them. Because if time keeps going, this is going to get worse and harder and tougher. And I believe it is, just like that first verse I read over in Genesis about my spirit shall not always strive with man. If people continually think about the things of this world and what the world has to offer, and I'm going to tell you something, it ain't always got to be something sinful. Do you know these things that are not sinful that pull us away from the Lord? Anything that draws us away from the Lord is sin. And if it draws us away, it covers us up. They ain't going to be able to see. And they need to see. They need to hear. Then that spirit come in and break their heart. My daughter went to the altar for about 3 years. And everywhere we'd go, she'd go to the altar. And I was proud that she just was persistent in going. But she was I can't remember, she may have been 12, 13, I don't know exactly how old she was. But Brother Junior preached on hell one night, and he preached about a man dying and began to burn him. And he could feel it and said he was on fire, you know. And he went through all that. Well, it's about two days later, I come in the house and my little girl was up in my wife's lap, trembling. Trembling. Why was she trembling? That message become real to her. Well, long after that, she got saved at home. We was going in Macy's Hill Revival. I was expecting to go to the altar again. We was parked in the lower parking lot, walking up the hill. She said, I ain't got to go up there no more. What do you say? And I've known my pastor a long time down there at Plunkett's Creek, and he's preached a lot of good sermons. But that one, to me, is the best that he ever preached. Why? Because it broke my little girl's heart. He wasn't pleasant. If I'd have been lost, he'd have scared me. But that's what we got to do. That Brother Marty preached, don't hold nothing back. If he gives it to you, let it out. But it's important that we do these things because their little souls are in the balance. that we do that. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus and Lord, and ourselves your servants of Jesus Christ. For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We ain't got something special inside us that have been saved. And it needs to come out to a lost and dying world. Have you ever been around somebody that's been saved? Did they do something about them? You just love them to death. You know why you can love them to death? Because they love the Lord and they love you to death. What'd he tell us? To love him and love our neighbors ourselves. And everything else hangs on them too. So that's how important it is, brothers and sisters, that we love the Lord. And if we love him, that means walking his ways. Not in our way, his ways. And loving people. Do you know people can tell if you love them? They can tell if you don't like them much, too. But if you've been saved by God's grace and what he put in here, and we've all had problems maybe with individuals, and we have to ask the Lord forgiveness sometimes.
Right, amen.
But he wants us to love them. Might not like their ways, but he wants us to love them. And he wants us to love people maybe we don't even know very well. That their light might shine to a lost and a dying world. Do we believe that light can work? It's important that we believe and follow him and do what he wants us to do, no matter what. Might think it's foolish. But I'm going to go over here and read a little bit over here in Joshua for just a minute about just believing. Joshua was fixing to, they was fixing to go into Jericho, and he was going to send out some spies. So he sent them spies out, and there was a Rahab the harlot there. They ended up at her house. Chapter 2, verse 3. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that have come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they have come to search out all the country. And the woman took the men and hid them and said, there came two men to me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark and the men went out whither the men went. I wot not, pursued after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them in the way to Jordan and to the fords, and as soon as they were pursued after, they were gone out and shut the gate. And before they had laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know. Think about those men. She knew. She knew who them men were. She knew where they was from, and she knew who their God was. I know the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She had heard. And not only had she heard, she had believed what she had heard. She had heard. If you're here tonight and you're lost, and if you heard, and if you believe, and the only thing that's hindering you is old Satan saying, I ain't going to make a move. It'll be over in a little while and I can go home. You better believe, because the terror of the Lord could be upon you. said, "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea." I want us to just start thinking about from beginning all the way through it. All the things that we can read about that God done. Ain't it amazing what God can do? Because I believe this. You'll read even some Bible scholars say, "I really didn't have, my Red Sea didn't dry up." They'll say, "Jonah, he didn't get swallowed up by a big fish." I believe he did. They'll say Jesus wasn't the Son of God, but he was. And they'll say there ain't no way he could have been born of a virgin. He could too. Because his daddy was God. And you know what God can do? He can do all things. And he ain't going to do nothing against his word, but he can do all things. They dried water up out of the Red Sea for you. When you came out of Egypt and when you went to the two kings of the Amorites and were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. She believed them. She seen what happened. She heard what happened. And she believed it. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. If you're lost here tonight, I want you to understand something. If you believe what this book says, that he created everything, one of these days he's going to end it all, or if you're going to die, and one of the two places you're headed, that's either heaven or hell. You need to understand, if you don't get saved, hell will be your home. Plain and simple. They won't be, well, maybe something happened after I die. Nope. Wherever you end, when you take that last breath, life leaves your body, that's where you're at. If you're saved, you'll be in heaven. If you're lost, you'll be in hell. You better believe this. It's important that you believe. Rahab here believed. She hid them spies out. And you know what he was going to do? He was going to save her and her home, her family. Her loved ones, they told her, because what she done, that you tie a scarlet thread in the winter. You tie it up there, and when we come in, we'll pass by. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? Because what Jesus done for me when he saved me, that blood got applied to my heart. When I stand in judgment of the Lord God in heaven, you know what? He's going to say, "Come on in." Not because I was good. Not because I tried to live right. Not because I kept every 10 commandment. Because of one thing. I called on the Lord and he saved my soul. And the blood was applied. That's it. If it had been up to me, I'd have been in hell. It's what I deserve. Sorry. And Brother Marty, I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate what you said. Because when the Lord called me to preach, I said, "That can't be. Because I'm that sorry." But I love him. I thank him for everything he's done for me. I thank him for my wife. She hardly ever misses going with me. I'm going to brag on her for a minute. I know she's tired sometimes, but she comes with me anyway. And I appreciate her. She gave me two children. She keeps a good house. She takes care of me. We got a lot good to thank the Lord for, don't we, if we've been saved? And all the good stuff he's given us. And I believe he gave it all to me. If you're here and lost, don't you understand? You'll have to believe. If you don't believe, you'll never get saved. You'll have to believe that He is. The Bible says He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So if you think, I ain't got to do it, I ain't going to do it, you can sit in that condition and hell will be your home. You got to believe. I believe one of these days He's going to call this all to end. I believe that with all my heart. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's coming. I believe that. I see the condition of our world today. He goes along with what this book says. Now, a lot of people out in the world, they don't even think about such a thing. But we see and we believe the book, we believe His word, we know what's coming. That's why these revival meetings are so important. Every Sunday is important, but we have the churches put out extra effort for the lost might be saved. Won't you believe that it's true? Understand your condition. It said their hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man. You know, that's kind of like anytime. If you lost, you just finally got to give in. Don't be prideful, just give up. That's what it is. That's what it takes to get saved, to give up. You know, even us saved, before I give in to call to preach, when He called me to preach, I had to give in. It took me 2 years. I didn't want to do it. I still get tore up doing it. But He's blessed me, and He's helped me, and let me be able to do more, stand for Him. And sometimes when I get myself out of the way and sit in heavenly places sometimes, we get ourselves out of the way. And not serving Him and putting that bushel over here and hiding it where people can't see it. We can't get ourselves out of the way long enough to shine to a lost and a dying world. We got to get ourselves out of the way. That lost and dying world might say, believe. Let's believe in what we do can have an effect. I mean, nothing on our own but what God help us if we'll just follow Him. Follow Him. But on further on here, before they went into Jericho, the Lord gave him instructions how to do it. How many times they're going around it, when they're going to blow the trumpet, and whenever they're going to shout, and everything's going to happen. And He gave them some more instructions. He said, when you go in there, you utterly destroy everything. You kill everything that lives. You don't take no spoils. And we know what Achan did. He seen that pretty Babylonian garment and that gold and that silver, and he took it and he hid it. And we know they went up to Ai a little bit later there and come back after they got whooped. They were sin in the camp. See, what are this? Why didn't they believe God when He said, don't bother nothing, bring it back to me. All the spoils, whatever, give to the Lord's store. Don't you take none for yourself. They didn't believe Him. Achan didn't believe Him. And you know what? Him not believing, you know what it cost him after that? Him and his family was utterly destroyed. That's right. Why? There was a cost for it. He didn't believe God. If you're here tonight and lost, there's a cost for unbelief. You better believe that He is. Believe that He's your only hope. Believe that He's on the throne right now making intercession for a lost and a dying world. And He wants you to be saved. There's no way I could more eloquently preach to you more than Brother Jeff did last night. That was the wonderfulest message I believe I ever heard. He poured His heart out to you. And I'm going to tell you, I know y'all, they're lost, maybe lost here. Y'all love Him. And He was just trying to tell y'all that the Lord loves you and wants you to be saved. And I want you to understand the seriousness of your condition. That it'll become real to you. That you'll see that there is a hell. It's real. and not be blinded by the prince of this world. You children, I'm going to tell you something. The best thing that I think would ever do, and I know they have a good, that there's good applications for a lot of things, but I still got one of these old ones. Can't do all that fancy stuff on, but talk and text a little. But I'm going to tell you something. And I know they got a lot of good things that can help us with. They can get us places we need to go. And if they something broke, you can pull it up. If you're out working, oh, that's what I need right there. They good tools. But I'm going to tell you, for a lot of the grown people, church people, and our children, they are a big thing. How many times you ever seen people in church poking around on them? You reckon the devil could use that to blind a child from thinking about the Lord?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll just sit here and play on my the whole world's in my hand here. I'm just looking at it all. That's troubling. I drive a school bus, and if I could give every one of them one, I wouldn't have no trouble. Because the ones that's got them, you don't have no trouble out of them. They in their own little world. And the ones that ain't got them, I can't keep the head from one side of the bus to the other side because they won't see what they're looking at. The same way the devil's got everything, all of us blinded. Boy, I tell you what, we better get him out of the way.
Amen.
Young people, y'all better get him out of the way. Because I'm going to tell you what he wants. He wants to drag you down to hell. He don't want you to never give surrender to the Lord and call on him for the salvation of your soul. He don't want that. He wants you to just keep going along. And he wants us just to go along. I'm thankful today that I believe the Lord. The world will say it's foolish. They'll say there ain't nothing to that. Brother Learn, the other night we was eating with him, he was talking about a plane flight he was on, talking to a woman. Didn't believe nothing. Ask him, you actually believe that stuff? Well, I tell you what, if she had what I had in my soul, she'd believe it. If you're lost here tonight, I want you to understand something. One of these days, there won't be no more opportunities. If you keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, your heart will get a little harder, a little harder, a little harder. When he knocks and he's dealing with you, that's when you need to seek after him.
Amen. Amen.
And don't be ashamed. I don't know many of y'all. I'm going to tell you, I love you. And I want you to be saved. Because in your lives, and I know y'all think I got my whole life ahead of me. I'm going to tell you, till you get saved, you don't know what living is. And you can't really have a fulfilled life, till you get saved. And when you get saved, you can have life. Bible says, you'd have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to tell you what. And you know, even when you're saved and you ain't doing like you're supposed to, then when you start being obedient, trying to be obedient, and trying to do what he wants, life's just much better.
Amen.
It's much better. Do you believe him tonight? Do you believe this blessed book? Do you believe he's inspired by God? Written down by men, sent by God for our benefit, accompanied by the Holy Spirit. And when it gets accompanied by all that, boy, I tell you what, it'll just, that's why they refer to it as that two-edged sword. How many times you ever, us that are saved, pick it up and read it, and it just cuts you, you're just reading it. Boy, I might have read that 100 times, but yeah, I had another effect today. Do you believe it tonight? We just need to keep working and laboring.
Amen.
Don't give up. And send a friend. If you're lost here tonight, and the Lord's dealt with you all day, maybe from that message you heard last night, like it worked on me all day long, me thinking about it, won't you come? Won't you come? Be no better time to get it fixed up. Well, I'm done. God bless y'all.